The more we desire to be led by the Holy Spirit, the more we must discipline the mind of our spirit, because your spirit does have a mind. And if your spirit is highly trained, it will always override your natural mind. It will be the driving instructor. It will say, nope, you cannot go there. You are not allowed to think that. This is the way you think. And the more that we allow the Word of God to graft within our spirit, and actually, I like the way Miriam said it in the Prosperous Soul. She said it's where the Word actually binds to your spirit. Then you won't even have those kinds of thoughts come to you, because you will have brought yourself to such a discipline that a thought very seldom, and if it did, it would be so known as a violator that you would immediately take authority over it. And that's where you know the Word is getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in you by how fast you resist it. That's why we are encouraged every day to meditate on faith and healing. Because every single day there is a contention for our faith in God. And we live in a mortal body, and we live in it by faith. Now, if you're going into something new, like a job, you're wanting a job or something new, it's going to be very conscious. You're going to have to be very conscious at what you allow yourself to think, what you allow yourself to do, what people say. You will have to guard everything. You will have to stop any file that would say anything contrary, because if you let your mind go about your past, it'll take you down a lot of different roads. You know, the little automatic that the brain wants to go on. So when we're doing something new with God, we cannot let old things that are going to try to pull and change our emotions, especially affect our faith. If a thought comes and you realize it is sabotaging your trust in God, it must be stopped immediately. And just think of that. You have 90 to 120 seconds to stop it, or else you're going to be dealing now with emotions. And it takes more time. Have you ever noticed that? Once the emotions get in there, it takes a little more time to get that stopped. Which leads me to meditation, because it takes meditation, we heard, facilitates manifestation. Not just sitting here and learning, even though you have been thinking, but to really meditate as the Jews did when they used the term meditation. They spoke the word and listened to what it was saying at the same time. So they didn't just rotely speak words. They actually pondered what they were thinking. Let's use the illustration of attend to my words. Just those three. Attend. A lot of times you all hear me go to the dictionary, because the Holy Spirit will say, you don't really understand this fully, freshly. I want it fresh, because I need you to be more attentive. And so that's what I love about the Holy Spirit as the teacher. He is such a thorough teacher. He does not let you pass a level to the next level until you have passed it. And he will even remind you, go back and look at this. Is it because we don't remember that we have faith or that by Jesus' stripes we were healed, and surely he bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. And I could sit here and those files will come up. All those scriptures. He sent his word and healed us and delivered us from all of our, you know, bless the Lord, all my soul. And I can just begin to quote, because what? My brain is starting to retrieve, vroom, 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 all these healing. Because I didn't realize when I was allowing the word to go in me as a young believer, I actually was helping with a prayer meeting at the time. And I would pick one subject: prayer, healing, deliverance, salvation. And I actually made lists of every, I would go through the scriptures and find everything on joy and everything on strength and everything. And so now I've got all these files with all of these scriptures on the inside of me. But if some of them, when I go to retrieve it, it's hard to get it there. It reminds me of when Miriam talks about hindrances to healing. And she says that one of the hindrances is there's a little shade of doubt on the inside. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, but why is it this? Well, it's because it needs to be reviewed or you're going to lose it. To me, that is what my spirit is saying to me. Lisa, you need to get this freshly before your eyes again, because something is trying to take your attention off of this truth and onto this suggestion or fact or feeling or whatever it is. And that's why, you know, Joshua was told, meditate on the word day and night. Day and night. Now, do you think he was just meditating on any old thing? Or was he meditating on, I'm going into that promised land and I'm taking down those giants. I am going into that promise. Whatever, wherever am I? Do you think he saw his feet going and treading into this territory? You better believe that was his meditation. That was actually taking the word and actually letting it go before him.
Paving the way.
Yes, that's how it paves the way. You want to wake up joyful every morning? Maybe you don't wake up really happy in the morning. You know how I got to where I could wake up decent? Because I didn't used to wake up decent. Was, this is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice. And I would think about it. If it's God's day, then nobody else can determine what kind of day I have. And my brain is just going to go right along with what I tell it. So, therefore, it's a great day. And that means no matter what is going on around you, you are so far above, and that's how you stay sanctified in Christ and separated from the things of the world. And I remember when Miriam was talking one year about that we were going to have such joy that we needed to be careful of our joy because a lot of people might not understand it. And when I realized that I can be joyful all the time, I went, wow, I built a huge file on joy because I needed it. We all do, but I just really knew I needed it because of examining myself. So ask yourself this question: why would it be wise to meditate on healing and faith every day? Why is it wise to do this? Now that you know how your brain is, can go on automatic, wherever it goes, it says, and you see this on that little computer thing that, what was that computer movie? I saw a commercial on, it made me think of it during the Super Bowl, but there was a movie about a little computer, and it would, the little light would go back and forth, you know, it was always scanning, and it went into this girl's house and it opened up an encyclopedia and it was going, more input, more.
Short circuit.
Okay, short circuit. There we go. His file of movies just came up. But anyway.
I love that movie.
I know. I love the input, input, input. And it was getting all this input. Well, this is the way our brain works. Wherever we're going, when we leave here, the brain is scanning everything, wanting input, input, input. And it'll take in anything you let it take in. It'll even take in things that you weren't even aware you were taking in because you became passive. And that's why Miriam, when she talked about all those different minds, if you really look at the different minds she talked about in the Passive Mind series, they were all undisciplined minds. They were bringing up trash or just letting the mind go on automatic and not even think about what it was thinking and just go on and 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 on. Not having the Word of God stored in them to stop, you violated. Nope, can't let you go there. That's why when I tell you all, I don't let myself go there, because that file might want to come up. Oh, sorry. That file cannot. It cannot. I've built a whole new file, a whole new belief system. Next, we must know that just reading the word or just listening to a message does a very little good if we do not meditate on it until it grafts. Miriam even said at the Passive Mind, she said, people listen to messages and tapes and CDs and read, and they can have nothing because they don't understand it has to graft. And it was interesting in understanding grafting, because in grafting of like a tangelo, an orange, and a tangerine, they actually take a live plant and they take and they wrap and bind it together with another plant and they begin to grow together. So as we take the Word of God seriously and we really understand what it's saying and we listen to it and we see it being applied to our lives and we act on it, it will begin to graft and we will become united with that thought. We become one. Suddenly we're thinking the way God thinks. Because being whole is having the mind of Christ. And I speak that over myself and I think that this mind has the mind of Christ, which means the thoughts that I think are God's thoughts, which means when he says resist, I go into automatic, I resist. No, no, stop it. I don't know about you, but I'm making corrections all the time. If anything is trying to come in and take my attention, because we live in a world, and some Christians just want to, I don't want to be out in the world because they don't have discipline. I had somebody talk to me and they said, Lisa, my head, oh my God, I just realized I was listening. They were just letting everything go. They weren't disciplining their mind and stopping all those files, those thoughts. Which now some things can graft easier than others, depending on what has been put in you. That's why we can't compare ourselves to anybody else. We're to prove our own work, because each one of us has our very unique life in which we were brought into this world. That's why we are desperate for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so when I speak into a person's life, I can only know in part. The Holy Spirit will supernaturally, that's what I love about him, supernaturally, I'm always in awe when he does this, supernaturally tell me something about somebody else I could not have known any other way but by God. And so we need to value, as I shared with the prayer group yesterday, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are supernatural abilities of the mind of God to graft into our mind things we could not know any other way. Isn't that awesome? So what we do every single day is a result of what we have made a priority in our life. That's how you live on purpose. You know, when you think of our precious leader, Miriam, that woman is highly disciplined. She is building files all the time. Because you'll hear, well, yeah, this doctor said, or this scientist said, or this, she is retrieving things to understand herself. So she understands how it works. It's all working. Now, I believe today has been an excellent search and rescue of how we operate as people on the inside. What's going on? I believe it will leave a great impression on each and every one of us. I pray that you hold this as a very important file. Therefore, you go back, you maybe want to search a little more yourself, because it went into how to convince people, which would be preaching the gospel. It said, if you keep telling somebody the same thing, you keep planting a thought in someone over and over and over and over and over and over, you will convince them unless they stop it on the inside. That's how our whole belief system was changed, is we trusted the source of the information being God's word. That's why I tell people, when I was first saved, I had to know this was God's word before I could trust it above every other word that was spoken to me. And as a result, he changed my life to think the way he thinks. And I don't know about you. I'm pretty sure I probably do, but I can't answer for you. There is not another book in this world that I treasure as highly as this book of God's mind and thoughts towards us, for us, to be able to live and fulfill the destiny that he has for each and every one of us. So we're going to take time now to meditate. I meditate a lot, purposely meditate. We all are meditating by what we're allowing ourselves to think all day long. But when you really let this get deep, deep down in the inside of you of what you're doing by letting yourself think about something and realizing, man, 90 to 120 seconds and I'm about to change my mood. If I don't stop this one, if this gets deep in you, then the Holy Spirit has something to retrieve now. He's given us some great knowledge about ourselves so that we can do things on purpose. So I want you to just turn back in your Bibles to John 14:26. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to spend about 5 minutes on each one of these. And you might think, 5 minutes. Recently, the Holy Spirit had me speak in tongues for a solid hour and just listen to my spirit. And then he gave me a break for an hour. And then he said, I want you to do it again. I praise God for that day because I had an appointment with someone, a counseling appointment later, and the person had one of the most tremendous breakthroughs in their life. I could not have known what I needed to know had I not had my spirit man so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. But let me say something about speaking in tongues. If you speak in tongues and you let your mind go on autopilot because it doesn't understand what you're saying, unless you understand that you can interpret, I am always constantly, as I'm speaking in tongues, I'm listening for the interpretation. I am not thinking about other things. And if your mind is being distracted, you will get no fruitfulness out of speaking in tongues at all. Would have been a waste of your time. So as we look at this passage, you might need to write down on your piece of paper, I don't understand this fully. The Holy Spirit is going to be teaching you and speaking to you as we go through this. But let him show you that he's going to bring all things. That doesn't mean all things to hurt you. He might bring something to you saying, it is time this be dealt with. See, just because a thought comes that is not real good, that's letting you know. As I studied emotions are nothing more than messages. So they said, when a bad emotion comes up and you're feeling crummy, it's a message saying, do something about this. That's the only reason that the emotion comes up. Do something. In other words, if you feel happy, then be joyful. If you feel sad, then you need to ask yourself, what is this? Because God is not sad. What is this all about? So just remember, those emotions from everything that's ever happened, we're trying to lead you to either think and feel the way God thinks and feels, or think and feel the way the devil thinks and feels. All right. Get a little more on this. I'm going to close with this. This can only happen to someone that has a meek and quiet spirit. Grafting cannot take place unless you are quiet and without turmoil on the inside, and you're meek, you're teachable. You're willing to let God teach you how to think again about certain things. Okay? One way to quiet yourself down is to pray in tongues and listen. Another is to worship the Lord. Get your mind on things above and not things on the earth.